Welcome home. We are WNST, Taos from Baltimore. Baltimore positive. We're positively into another great week where we get one step closer to the Ravens taking on the Kansas City Chiefs on September 5th. One day closer to that day, which is also the day we're going to kick off our 26th anniversary. I'm going to change the cupcake to, it's going to be some oyster crab thing. I'm figuring it out. And we're going to be doing 26 oysters in 26 days, 26 ways. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We'll have the Gold Rush Sevens Doubles. Actually, we're going to have the Ravens scratch-offs by then. We're kicking the thing off at Coco's on the 4th. We're going to be at Fadley's next Friday, the 23rd, when the Cheatstros come to town. So come on by. It's all brought to you by our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping your water crystal clear and your well water, as well as my drinking water, and Jiffy Lube Multicare, putting us out on the road. This guy came on last week, and I must say, Leonard Raskin of Raskin Global. He's also out on the front of Baltimore Positive, talking about money and the American dream, yes, and sir. Handling money. A lot of things happened. First off, when you and I were doing our segment last week, it was the beginning of the Japanese sort of collapse weird thing that happened in the market, took a dump earlier in the week. So that happened, but we did tax-free week. And we did a whole – we didn't talk sports. We didn't talk any Ravens. No. We didn't talk – this week we've got – Hamilton injury, Wiggins injury, feelings hurt about pitching with the Orioles and all that good stuff. But last week we did tax-free, and my wife said to me Saturday morning, she said, hey, because the weather was beautiful, the storm was over, I had a lot of work to do because I'm going to Mako next week and trying to get ready for, and I'm writing all sorts of letters to, you're wondering why I don't have an Orioles press pass? Going to answer that, Mr. Rubenstein. Wondering what's going on with the Ravens? Going to be answering that. So my Labor Day, I'm writing these letters, and my wife's like, just like, I'm going to go shopping. And we started to talk about shopping. And I said, it's tax-free. She's like, when's it start? And I'm like, I don't know. Doesn't it start Saturday? Started Sunday. It's
Sunday.
So she went out Sunday, and about 2 in the afternoon, I'm watching the Orioles and, you know, watching Albert Suarez do his Venezuelan thing. My people.
It's unreal.
She texts me. She's like, I'm at Marshall's. Everything's 6% less, you know, today's. So she was shopping, but I know you were watching baseball like me.
Absolutely. I was watching the O's in a tough, tough loss, and the Yankees in a squeak-out win at the same time. It was crazy. It was.
Did you watch the Olympics? I mean, you seem like an. It would seem to me like your wife would take the television over then.
Yeah.
It's different now because my wife has a pad, an iPad, so she just takes that anywhere she goes. It's like her binky.
Right,
so
you can watch it anywhere.
She's, you know, she's not as interested in Brian Roberts and Ben McDonald as maybe you and I would be.
That was a. They were. That was a good talk. That was an enjoyable broadcast with the two of them.
I spent the whole weekend with those
guys, back and
right?
forth. Yeah, I enjoyed the back and forth, talking pitching, talking hitting. They didn't talk management. Look, you take five out of 10 on the road, you got to be happy because it should have taken six. But it's not easy to win a 1-0 game when nobody's hitting the ball for some reason, and then your ace is your sixth pitcher. Is that right?
Well, you know, I don't know what your math is on this, but and I could probably, you know, AI this and get the answer. But if you score one run in a baseball game, got to think you lose 92% of the time, 94% of the time, right?
Absolutely. Got to be
high.
So
that is what it
is,
right?
Yeah, it's got to be high. The pressure's insane. But you got to give it to the Rays there. Their pitching shut down the world in the last game. We had him through seven, and then our manager strolled out. And actually, I was sitting watching the game with mom. I was with my mother, and she's screaming. It's so funny to see my 85-year-old
mother. I know your mother, so that makes it even better.
Screaming at the TV, why is this dumb manager taking out a guy who hasn't given up a run? I said, well, I think he thinks that he's pitched enough and that the rest of the guys can keep him from scoring a run, but I'm not sure. And then sure enough, later in that inning, it's 2-1. And she said, see, I told you. And I said, well, I guess you got to step up and get the owners to hire you as the manager.
By the way, you want to do a little talk for Baltimore Humane Society? They're trying to build a wing over there on Nicotine because your dog's in the shot here.
He came over. He wanted to be involved. He wanted to.
Now, what's his name?
He wanted to be seen. His name is Roland. Roland. This is Roland. Roland is a 2-year-old, 100-pound Great Pyrenees.
Gosh, and look at how beautiful that dog has got.
Yeah,
I mean,
he likes.
I haven't seen him since he's little.
Oh, he was little. He was the cutest little furball when we found him, and thought we would get him.
I can almost hear him panting in your mic. It's kind of hilarious.
He's you know what's funny is we look at him now and we think his 8-week old self, when we picked him up, could fit inside of his head.
How much does he weigh?
He's just a little over 100 now.
Okay, and how big is this? This is him.
This is about as big as he'll get. Yeah, the doctor says he could get a little bigger, but I don't know. He's pretty steady for the last few months.
Well, there's nothing more exciting than having a great animal, and for my wife and I to be going, away and getting animal sitting and like all that.
Yeah, same here.
I have Well, I mean, here's a guy on your side of the aisle. By the way, I'm having Senator Cardin on this week, Senator Van Hollen on, Congressman Starbates. They're all coming off down at Mako and whatnot. But Patrick Gonzalez, who's the Republican pollster, who comes on with us, and I love having Patrick on. I'm like, hey, you going to Mako? He's like, my dog sitter canceled. I'll be zooming with him this week. But
there
you know, we'll get the tax free and we'll have all of that. But just on the sports side of the Olympics, sort of taking up all this oxygen that now Peacock NBC will put toward football, right? Now we're a couple weeks out on Patrick Mahomes and Lamar. And it felt like one giant ad for Lamar and Patrick Mahomes as well, if you watch any of the Olympics coverage.
Absolutely.
Such a successful Olympics, the men's basketball team. Steph Curry, sports,
crushed it.
Fact that bombs didn't go off in Paris. I mean, Taylor Swift had a rougher week last week in Austria,
right?
So crazy stuff going on, the UK and sort of violence and all this weird stuff happening, not let alone with our election and whatever Trump's doing today and whatever Kamala and Walz are doing tomorrow, with all of that. But sports itself, for us here in Baltimore, with depends on what day you ask, but a first-place team or a team capable of first place, that's in trouble.
Hey.
Right, the ball.
The best.
The best.
How can it, I was okay. So Saturday night, Kathy, Matthew, and I went down to the BSO.
Okay.
We went down and watched the BSO do John Williams, which is always spectacular. You know, the best music, just greatest. Some Star Wars, Harry Potter.
Right. I was gonna say, okay, yeah.
Some the Olympic theme. They did the Olympic theme. You know, all the greatest. I mean, the guys, I didn't know this. I don't know the number. The guy's been nominated for a million Academy Awards. And the only one more than him nominations is Walt Disney, which is kind of stunning. But anyway, we went down. We listened to some great music. It was an early evening. We got home. We threw on the end of the O's game. We watched them win, and at the end of the game, they said, first team to 70 wins. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, the Dodgers, Cleveland, aren't they ahead of us? Phillies? No, the Orioles are the best team in baseball in the middle of August, have the best record in baseball. Right, but watching the local, I'm thinking, wait a minute, their pitching is a mess. We got guys hurt everywhere. We shipped a guy out and then the guy behind him got hurt. We got this guy with a broken hand. Got this guy broke his face.
Defense has been not what it was.
No,
pitching
we got some
not what
got,
it was.
We got
right?
the infant infield, as I call it. You know, you got the children. Again, sitting with mom watching the game, and she says to me, who's this 12-year-old? Who's this 12-year-old at second base? I said, 12-year-old? I don't think he's 12. I think he's 20. And she said, looks the same to me. He looks like a child.
He does look 15, though. Right?
He looks like a child.
He is the youngest looking
phenom
absolutely ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, Henderson came up. He was young. We've had Lamar was young, whatever.
Right.
This kid looks young, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Holiday looks young. And so
you could typecast him in a Disney show as a 15-year-old
absolutely.
With a 14-year-old girlfriend, and he would look the part. He really would.
Right.
Like Michael
so
J. Fox.
This,
so Michael J. Fox was like 25 playing a 16-year-old, right?
Exactly.
Back in
so
the
you
day.
Got these kids on the infield and Gunner who makes every play to the ball, but feels like he has to make every play throwing the ball. And God bless him, he's thrown a half a dozen away. They're I guess you don't have time in the middle of the season to practice. You know, they're a little sloppy on the field, but But then they make a spectacular play and he throws a guy out at third. It's just,
well, I mean, this is the
every
thing
now
Luke and
and
I
then.
Talk about is they're capable of
Absolutely.
Winning the World Series, right?
Absolutely.
Like they're capable
Absolutely.
of hitting the ball in October. They're capable of getting 7 innings from Burns, 7 innings from Eflin.
Yes.
Now, you know,
Yes.
I don't know where Rodriguez is. They're capable of winning. Now, will they? And I guess
Yeah.
that's really why, like the old Michael Jackson eating the popcorn in the Thriller video. I guess that's why we're watching a Nationals game on a Wednesday night this week
You're darn
and
right.
treating it like it's life or death. Because I do think 3 weeks from now, once football starts and it gets real tight around here, because it's going to be tight, they're going to be up a game or two or back a game or two. They're going to have a bye, but they're not going to have a bye. Do you want to buy? Do you not want to buy?
Right.
Yeah. You know, who
Didn't
are you going
look
to
good
play?
last
What's
year
the
with a bye.
matchups? All that. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to have to work hard to do it. And they're going to lose some awful game. And the bullpen is going to be what it is.
Yeah,
And I
who's
just
the
think they're
closer
going to
now?
scuffle.
Who's
And
the
they're going to,
closer now?
the nights they score 5 or 6 runs, they better win. That's all.
They
You don't
got
want
to
them
win.
losing 9-6.
No, got to win. Score 4, win the game. Under 4, tough. But the good news is most nights the bats are reliable. But when they play sloppy, they play really sloppy. It's crazy to watch what they do. But
and they didn't have any pedigree for that for a long time, for a year and a half. Really,
no,
I mean,
they've been
going back
great.
To when Rutschman got
Been
here,
great.
they've been really good. And guys that have been good defensive players, still
Absolutely.
making standout things. Mullins with an incredible play last week.
Yeah,
Santander made a great
yeah.
play. I mean, they're all capable. Leonard Raskin is our guest. He's Raskin Global. He does the American Dream, not Dusty Rhodes, who shows up every time I say that. Every time I say American Dream out loud, I get Dusty Rhodes, no filter Dusty and all that. The football side of things, however, it's certainly when you have a baseball team that's good, and we haven't had a lot. You and I are too old to have not had Augusts. As you know, we've had five
enjoyable.
or six of these in our adulthood that we're not even interested in the football thing so much,
not
other
yet.
than injuries. We're not worried about the football team. They play the championship game. As long as Lamar is upright, we feel like we got a
We're
chance to
good.
play in this
We're good.
huge game. But the football thing is, if the baseball team were bad, the football thing's juicy too. Whether it's Hamilton
Absolutely.
Getting hurt, Wiggins,
Well,
there's
I think
plenty
he
to
didn't
talk
get
about on
hurt
the
too
football
much.
side.
Wiggins scared me just because. I mean, you get a first round pick. He could be a super stud. I mean, it was preseason, but he shut down the Eagles receivers on what, 4 straight plays, and then he got hurt, and it was, oh my God. Good news is they don't think he's too hurt. Hamilton, I don't think he was too hurt. It just was a fluke, weird kind of thing, and he's supposedly fine. But I don't know, was it the third string offense that started the game? Because they didn't look good at all. So, I mean, they didn't have anybody out there. Let's face it, Derrick Henry's not out there. Lamar's not out there. None of the Andrews wasn't out there. Likely's not out there. Nobody's out there. Zay wasn't
Fans
on the field.
aren't out there either, by the way.
I
Nobody's out
wasn't
there.
out. Look, I wasn't out there. There
You
was
eat,
no way.
did you eat the tickets or did you find
Yeah,
somebody to take them?
no. I ate them. Who cares? It's preseason. Here's my proposal to the Ravens and the whole NFL.
Ooh, I want to hear this because Luke had a really interesting proposal about making them a scrimmage and making it more interesting in that way, but having Lamar actually touch the football.
Right. I'm talking about the financial side of things.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
where
they're
my
going
brain
18
goes.
games, so start
Right.
with that,
It's
I
coming.
guess.
It's coming. But the answer is simple. You know, they have these now new pricing for games, right? So each game is priced according to what I guess the team, the league, whatever, believes are going to be better, higher ticket games. So the individual game tickets are priced higher for the Steelers, for the Bengals, for, you know, whoever.
Well, the Cowboys are charging more for Lamar if you go down there.
Right,
trust me.
Right. So I don't know what they call it. I guess in the world of pricing, it's surge pricing. You know, it's demand, supply, demand pricing. But if they wanted to treat the fans fairly, just give us, as season ticket holders, the preseason games at zero. Okay? They're going to make their money no matter what. What's the difference where they get their gate? I don't know. Maybe it makes a difference. But if the preseason games for season ticket holders had a zero price on the ticket, then I wouldn't feel so bad eating it. And if
all they have to
Steelers
do is
tickets,
upcharge you $25 across the board, right?
Right. Charge me $600 for the Steelers instead of $300, and charge me nothing for the preseason. It'll at least make me feel better when nobody, when I don't go and I don't feel like I threw away $100 or whatever.
Well, I don't
it
know
for the
what
ticket.
Would make you go or make me go. The
they
question is,
players have to play.
What will make someone go?
Players have to play.
Well, I mean, kids go down there for free to get autographs and like, what
great.
Will what would make the optics? And you know, if I had access to Chad Steele, that
I gotta
great
see
brand
some of the
manager,
starters on the
I would
field.
Ask him like, this is not good for your brand. Having
no.
an empty play.
It was
this
empty. I'm watching the
it's
game
40
on TV.
Years, and they haven't figured out a way to make it have any value at all to
no,
anyone.
I'm not going. I'm not going. There's no reason for me to take 6 hours, 5 hours out of my afternoon, evening to go watch people I don't know play in a game that doesn't matter so the coaches can figure out who's going to start when it matters. That's fine for them. It's not worth a dime for me. And so you're not going to see me there. It's just useless. And it's stupid to charge the fans to show up. They should open that stadium to students. Let students that want to go to the game, go to the game. Just let them walk in and go to the game.
My
question
would be, who would show up? If the gates were just wide open, could they even get 40,000 people?
Probably
that
not.
Would want to come down and just watch a practice or whatever they would call it?
Probably not. I mean, I don't think so. I don't
yeah,
know.
Okay. Well, then if there's nothing they can do to make it attractive, then I guess you quit on it and move on to whatever you can make
attractive.
Make it
an 18-game season and have, like you said, two preseason scrimmages or something. Something to make it entertaining. Do something. At least they had the stadium practice. I don't know if they did it this year. I wasn't really paying much attention, as you said. But a couple years ago, they had stadium practice and they had fireworks afterwards.
Yeah,
so,
and they keep score, and Harbaugh's tried to make it something fun when they've done
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
they
so,
did away with the Annapolis thing, and they've done away
right.
with, you know, moving it around.
So have fireworks afterwards. Have a decent band at halftime. You know, do something to draw eyes in so you have some people in the seats. They got to make it on the concessions. It was
dreadful.
By
the way, I almost went to the Washington Nationals game on Friday night. You speak of like, and you would say, why would you go? Well, Billy
right.
Joe wasn't playing and Springsteen was. They had a post-game concert with Teddy Swims. You familiar with him?
No.
He has this – Google him. He's got an unbelievable
okay.
voice. Teddy Swims, he's a big star.
Okay.
He got out in front of his skis apparently. Like, he's a too big of a star to be doing this right now. He hit it big like back in the spring and
right.
had dates booked in these theaters
commitments.
Where tickets are $500 now because he's like Adele. Like,
right.
It's just, it's been this
and suddenly
rocket ship thing.
Yeah.
He played Friday night after the rainstorm in D.C., and my
okay.
wife wanted to go. And when I went to get the ticket, John Angelos didn't have this problem with these girls he was bringing in from Nashville that were part
right.
of his wife's, you know, agency or whatever it was. This guy's like a star. You
yeah.
couldn't get a ticket to get on the field after the game. And I said to my wife, like, what's he going to play? Like 9:30. They're playing the Angels. Tickets were $7 just
right.
to get into the baseball game. But if you wanted to get on the field, it was like $200 all of a sudden on second
wow.
day on the market. It was $38 like 2 weeks ago. And we bought
right.
it to go walk down onto the field. But they figured out a way to make people come to a Nationals game on Friday night.
There you go.
Did.
That's what you got to do.
Right?
You got to figure out what can you draw folks into the building, buy the concessions, and be there because it was worthless.
The struts or something to play. So last thing for you, before I let
yeah.
you go, and your dog's
yeah.
been a really good part of this. Leonard Raskin's here doing the American Dream. If you want to hear him bitch about tax-free week or praise it in this case, we still have a
yeah.
few days left. So go out and shop, spend some money.
Absolutely.
Get the back to school kids and do all that. I'll be at Mako talking about that. So they do it during Mako, so I don't go up to Delaware and do what you told me to do last week. I get my Fisher's popcorn in Maryland, not in Delaware. Do you expect them to win? On opening, I mean, do you expect them to beat the Chiefs? What do you expect to happen?
It's going
to
be
Hollywood
tough.
Because Hollywood Brown's out now.
I know. It's going to be tough in Kansas City. It's always tough in Kansas City. But if we run the ball, we win the game. And I think it's that simple. We showed in the playoffs that we could run on them. And now we got Derrick Henry with Lamar to run on them. I don't see how you can't beat them. You got two guys you got to look out for, right? You got to watch Kelsey, who's getting old, and his love life might be interfering with his football. Who knows? I don't know. But we got Kelsey to look at.
Didn't hurt his love life. Didn't hurt him that last February.
I know.
You know.
But But we got to run the ball. You can't call 21 straight pass plays and beat the Chiefs. But if you run on them, that means the offense is on the field and their offense isn't on the field. And when you do that and put up points, you'll beat them. Simple. I don't know, you know, as my mother said, why aren't you the coach? Because I'm not. Because I would suck at it. That's why. Because I'd be worse than the guy that is the coach that I think makes mistakes. But that's the way it goes. But I don't understand, and I'll never understand, 21 passing plays called in a row. Just blows
my mind.
Well, I'm
going to be writing a letter to Mr. Harbaugh, and we're going to talk about not calling timeouts in the AFC Championship game with Cundiff. We're going to talk about four plays at the one-yard line where his brother almost beat him in the game that he actually won. So, like, big play. You know, John doesn't get much scrutiny around here because they take people's press credentials when he's scrutinized. So now that mine's actually gone, I will bring that up, that, like, it's outrageous
that all season
he would walk the streets of Baltimore, not have people come up and say, three runs, John? Really? Really?
Right.
And the way
right.
that every time I see Buck Showalter hitting fungos the other day with my old buddy Harold Reynolds. But you know, he left Zach Britton on the bench. That was sort of the end for him, right?
Like, that's it. That's it.
You know, they need to manage it better. I know you manage things better. Did you have anybody call you looking to get out of the market last week when the Japanese thing tumbled?
I had one person who sent me an email and said, I'm really scared. And I sent back and said, I understand. I expected an email from you because every time something happens, I get an email from you. And here's the bottom line. After Monday last week when we had the quote-unquote drop, big drop in the market, if you were invested in the market, your account went from August to May. Right where we were in May, and nobody was calling me in May saying, oh my God, the market's where it is. No, because it was at an all-time high in May. So it went up from an all-time high, and then it went back 2.5%, and people freaked out. And I told them, calm down. And then by the end of the week, nobody called.
By the
so
end of the week,
one.
it was July again, or late June.
Yeah, it was exactly. We're back to August.
Well, that's a hell of a way of thinking of it. So I will continue to think about it that way when it happens to me. Because it happens to me, you. It happens to everybody. Once it happens
everybody.
To everybody, it happens to everybody. So
that's it.
Leonard Raskin is here. He's here to help folks. He's at Raskin Global. He's also at the front of Baltimore Positive. We talked about tax-free week. We talked a little football, a little baseball. We're almost caught up, and you're going over to Europe. So have a great time over there. If I don't catch you next week, or next time I see you, it might be football time, and it might be Labor Day weekend.
Be close.
You might be reading all of my love letters to local
there you go.
People.
There
so,
you go.
Leonard Raskin be found at Raskin Global. He is there to help you. There's a whole wealth of information up at RaskinGlobal.com. I'm Nestor. He's Leonard. We're WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.